It's the download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up a little later in the hour, Brad Morris is going to join us, Second City main stage alumni who is out in Hollywood right now. He's had a part in Dice on Showtime on Sunday. He also has been in several different things, including Bajillion Dollar Properties, which is on Cecil right now. So we're going to talk to Brad, our buddy, about what's up with life writing in Hollywood. Well, next week, the Chicago International Television Awards are coming up April 20th. That's next Wednesday. But this year, they're expanding their programming. From the 18th to the 20th, they're going to feature some great premieres, talkbacks, and appearances. It's all taking place at the AMC River East 21 here in Streeterville. They got a special screening of Empire with some of the cast, and then they're screening Patriot, Steve Conrad's new Amazon show. Steve was a guest here on the Big Table not too long ago talking about that program. But the crown jewel, it's got to be the screening of the first episode of the new season of HBO's Veep. This is season 5, of course. And in attendance, Chicago's Gary Cole. Oh, man. Got to see that. Gary Cole's one of the best actors working today. The Chicagoan has been in several movies and television programs. The Park Ridge native got his start here in Chicago back in the late 70s on the stage. And he joined up with the Steppenwolf Theater Ensemble in 1985. We're still a member today, and he joins us now on the download. Gary Cole, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's a pleasure to talk with you. How often do you find yourself getting back to Chicago these days?
I'm back there at least once or twice a year. I said most of my family, immediate family, is still in the area, so I'm always due. I try to avoid January and February, but I right. I make my way back there frequently.
Well, I will say that the text line and Twitter has blown up with people who remembered you from Rolling Meadows who had crushes on you. That's all I've gotten in the last 10 minutes. Gary Cole's on, tell him I had a crush on him. That's all it is. So. Well, let's talk about your career. This is a big premiere to come back to Chicago, as part of the television awards to premiere a show like Veep. What does that mean for you who has such deep roots here in Chicago?
Well, I mean, you know, it's where basically I learned everything, at least on the ground floor. You know, that's where I had some of the longest collaborations with people. And I really think that the time I spent in Chicago on stage was the reason I was able to kind of last, you know, in the business in front of a camera. Because I think, you know, you just needed to be, I mean, I guess what's gotten me by, I guess, is somewhat being versatile. And, mm-hmm. and when I was in Chicago, doing theater, you know, we did all kinds of things, and right. I was never really, you know, pigeonholed into one type of role or one kind of story, and did all kinds of, you know, and drama and comedy was basically, you know, one or the other was always going on. So, you know, that the experience that I got and the people that I was fortunate enough to work with, some of which are still there and others went off to, you know, to either New York or Los Angeles or wherever, was invaluable for my career after that.
Take us back to the early 80s, you coming into Chicago theater, you sought out Steppenwolf. That was a company that you looked to work with.
Well, I actually knew everybody that founded Steppenwolf Theater in college. Most of the people that founded the company went to Illinois State University, as did I. They were mostly a couple of years ahead of me. So I had met John Malkovich and Laurie Metcalf and Terry Kinney and Jeff Perry all at Illinois State. And then when I got to the city a couple of years later, I was fortunate enough to do a production in their first home, which was in Highland Park.
Yeah.
In the basement of a church, and I think that was 1978, I want to say. So that was a few years ago.
But that's an iconic. I mean, that's Chicago theater history. That the basement of that church.
Yeah, they were there for, I believe they did two, maybe three seasons there, and then in 1980 they moved to their first base, which was the old Hull House on Belmont.
Yeah.
And Broadway. And then from there they moved to, you know, Halston Diversity, and now they're in the home that they've been in for, I guess it's almost been 30 years now.
You know, for you, I mean, you were a big, big part of the Chicago theater scene here for so many decades. And, you know, you haven't done much with Steppenwolf since your time in Hollywood, obviously, coming back here to Chicago, but you have done plays. Do you miss being on stage as regular as you were when you were back in Chicago? Do you miss that part of your life, being in the theater?
Yeah, I do. I miss the kind of the freedom of that, being able to, you know, have that many shots at something. You know, when you're doing a play, you're able to, you know, you can go out and have a bad night, but the great thing about theater is you can come back and fix that. If you do a scene in front of a camera, it's only going to be as good as it is that day. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get another chance at it. You know, the editor can hopefully save you, but sometimes you get a little bit, you can go a little deeper, you know, when you're on stage. I mean, I like both disciplines. It's not that I prefer one over the other.
Right.
It's just that the regularity of doing theater, it keeps you, you know, it keeps you on your toes. And I do miss that discipline of it.
Well, you know, we've talked to a lot of different people who've come up through the Chicago theater scene. We just, you and Michael Shannon on, and we talked about the fraternity that is the Chicago theater community. I mean, you've performed in L.A., you've performed in New York. Do you notice more of a community around the Chicago theater scene that you were a part of than, say, the other cities that I mentioned?
Well, I don't know that it's more about the fact that I was a part of a scene because that's all I was doing, and so were most of the people I was involved with, you know, and when you're doing theater, you know, for 3 or 4 years straight, I mean, I basically did theater with the same group of people, and that not being Steppenwolf, this was a company that I began called Remains Theater,
yeah, right,
which was with Bill Peterson and Amy Morton, who are both in Steppenwolf now. I mean, you know, that was the kind of life we lived. I mean, we were with each other 24/7 for, you know, 4 or 5 years. And so that's really a communal experience. And so that's something very different and I don't know that I'll ever experience that again, because I think that's a time in your life and an age in your life when, you know, those circumstances are possible.
Yeah.
So, but I do think there's something about Chicago being a city where it is, and it's not necessarily, you know, the headquarters of any kind of show business decisions, and yet it might be the most productive environment for artists in one sense, because there's a lot of freedom, and there's just it's for me, all I remember is that it was a great place to start. It was affordable, and the feeling of kind of camaraderie amongst everybody was something I don't know that I've experienced anywhere else.
We're talking with Gary Cole here on The Download. He's going to be at the Chicago International Television Awards coming up here next week. There's a screening of Veep, which will be next Wednesday is the actual awards, but the 18th through the 20th at the AMC River East 21 over there in Streeterville. Let's talk about Veep, because, you know, we mentioned right before the interview just the concept that, you know, there's a lot of Chicago people. The DNA of that program, you know, a ton of Chicago
actors. That is true.
You know, are on that show.
Chicago connection there, yeah.
And there's also like a feeling, and we've talked to some of the people about, you know, improvising and kind of going off script. For you, coming from more of a theater background, do you interact well with the sort of let's get another take, let's improvise, let's try to do some things off script?
It is for me, who did not come from that background at all. It was at first extremely intimidating. But although I had a little taste of it in the movies that I wound up with, simply because I wound up, you know, when you wind up in a movie with Will Ferrell, you're going to do some improvising,
right,
whether you like it or not. So it wasn't that I hadn't ever, you know, put my toe in the water. It's just that I'm not trained in that, and I still don't consider myself particularly skilled at it. But, you know, Veep is full of people who are, and so and who happen to be very generous with it. And so it is, you know, it is thrilling when it really works. And I have to say, you know, the primary use of improvisation for Veep is not necessarily in front of the camera. It's a lot of it is in rehearsal to actually generate material that will be scripted in some form. It's not that there isn't improvising in front of the camera. There is, and there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of free takes, we like to call them. Okay, this is a free one, which is basically just, you know, throw the script in the corner. But it is still, it for me, it's still, there's a bit of intimidation there. But I know that I'm amongst supportive friends. So,
it's hard to believe that. I mean, listening to you, Gary Cole, talk about that. I mean, you of, Bill Lumberg fame and of Talladega Nights and others, that it's an intimidating process because you do seem to do comedy effortlessly. And it seems like it would come from the same spirit that we know of improvisation.
Well, it does, except that it is a bit of a different animal. You know, I mean, it is, you know, it's hard to put your finger on it, hard to describe it, especially if you're not, you know, if you haven't been trained in it. But it's different if that's not your background.
Right.
You know, it is, you know, there are actual rules to pay attention to that improve it, and sometimes, you know, those escape me. But we get a lot of help. I mean, and we have a terrific staff of writers who are able to, you know, use that form, and with their help, and all, you know, they just keep running in every 5 seconds with alternative lines to say anyway. So
that's great. You know, that's got to be great for you as an actor, right?
Oh, it's great. I mean, the script is never. You know, the ink on our scripts are never dry. I mean, they're created almost, you know, on the spot sometimes. But that accounts for the unusual tone of the show, I think.
Gary, you've done so much television and film, and you talked a little bit about it earlier about the difference between being on stage and being in front of a camera. From a philosophical standpoint about approaching the craft, you know, I read somewhere you said, you know, that you kind of have a philosophy where you say you show up, you do your best, and then it's up to someone else and how they're going to actually digest that. And that's not really something that you internalize. Do you pay attention to how your material works? Like, do you look afterwards like, I hope that the ratings are good, or I hope that the movie is good? Or, I mean, is that truly your philosophy, that you do your craft, you do your work, you act, and then, you know, the next job?
Well, you want, sure. You hope for things to actually, you know, for people to connect to them, and you hope that they do well, aren't successful. But the only thing that is in your hands is what you can do. You know, the results of something are that, that's all I mean. The results of whether or not people connect to a movie is out of my hands.
Right.
I you know, if I do what I think works and that gets over to an audience, great. If it doesn't, there's nothing I can do about it. So I don't spend a lot of time wondering or worrying, is this going to be successful down the road? Especially when you're actually doing it, you don't want to think about that. The only thing you want to think about is getting this note right. Are we all hitting the note that we want to hit?
Right.
You know, in terms of all the writing, the directing, and the actors. That's all.
The last question I have for you here is Bill Lumberg. You've talked about that character before, the character from Office Space, the iconic manager. Are you at a point where it's one of the most iconic characters in American cinema history? People know it; they quote it; it's everywhere. I mean, are you? I'm assuming you're stopped on the street all the time to, you know, saying, "Hey, there's Lumberg." What's your relationship to that character? Do you like that? Do you like the sort of the idea of you being sort of a hit, or is it getting old?
No, I don't think it'll ever get old to me. I mean, I think that, you know, if you do something that has an impact and then also just kind of hangs around for a while,
yeah,
you know, and it kind of stays in the consciousness. You know, there's people that, you know, work a long time, and that, you know, that doesn't necessarily happen. And there's no, you know, that's the other, you know, like we were talking about before, the previous question. We all knew when we were doing Office Space that we thought it was good and we thought it was funny, but nobody had any idea of the connection it would make to an audience. Because there's no predicting that, you know, that's an intangible thing.
Right.
But the fact that it did, I think everybody in the film, including myself, we're thrilled about that, because it certainly kept me, you know, on radar, if you will, for the last 15 years. You know, whether or not you can identify with the character or not, you know. And Mike Judge was, you know, just a superb writer and director, and so I, you know, I'll always have a soft, fond spot for that movie and for that character, sure.
Gary Cole, my guest tonight. He's going to be, next Tuesday, he's going to be showing Veep, the premiere at the Chicago International Television Awards. It's going to be at the AMC River East 21 in Streeterville. Go check it out. That's awesome that Chicago gets a sneak peek before it premieres on the 24th. It's a pleasure to have you here, Gary, and thank you for all your work, and we look forward to seeing you on Chicago stages once again.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.